Well, John Joe, in another All Ireland final, it wasn't as easy as the final scoreline would suggest.
Not really, Tom. You know, as much as an ideal preparation for next Saturday, we got a few knocks there, but I don't know if there's anybody apart from Shannon Garvey can be serious. You know, it was great because we coming on the back of the Ulster final, as was really in the first 15 minutes, it was back to the wall, and me didn't maybe make it during that period. We survived it. But, you know, I don't know, were we a six-pound better team? I wouldn't like to go at these fellas again.
Yeah, you know. Goals are very important scores, and, you know, you got the one at the very vital stage when they were, you know, 3-1 up and good, full value for us.
Ah, yeah, well, funny, the two goals came at critical stages. The first one, you know, we'd come back into it, but Meath were coming back again, and, you know, the anchor is getting pulled to the end of one, and really, look, the second goal, you know, and the run of play, we were really, I suppose, I wouldn't say we were living in scraps, but, you know, Meath's really seemed to be controlling the thing.
Yeah, what was wrong early on, because it took you a long while to get going, or maybe that's unfair to Meath?
Ah, yeah, well, we did say at halftime, and we didn't really have to speak it to the lads. They were disappointed with their own performance, and you know, yeah, but you can put that down to Meath. We didn't get the free flowing game that we got in the Ulster final, and I suppose maybe you can put that down to the opposition or our fellas. But you know, it was great to survive it, and whatever team came through on that kind of a scoreline was great. But we didn't get the free-flowing football that you expect. But, you know, it was a nice way to win a semi-final because there'd be nobody writing about us. You know, obviously, Cork would be going in his favourites. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because being political about the thing. But, you know, Meath gave us a great battle the last time we were in Ireland semi-final. And to the funny, was a similar type of a game.
Yeah. As you said, you picked up a few knocks. John O'Malley came off there, I think. Patrick McBrearty came off and Sean McGarvey came off.
Yeah. You know, well, John got injured in the warm-up, you know, and it was debatable, I suppose, whether we should start him or not. But we left him in there knowing that if he got the one little chance that he was capable to do it. And funny, that's the way it worked out. I suppose when you have a little bit of luck on your side, that's what happens. But, you know, probably we know better next Saturday whether we should have played him or not. But, you know, I mean, he finished the second goal when many of the other fellas probably wouldn't have. And, you know, it paid off in that regard. Patrick McBurtie got a knock. I don't think Patrick is too bad. But Sean McGarvey, I mean, I think when our backs were to the wall, you know, he was the man that really stood up. And it's unfortunate for him. But he's still going to be there, you know. But I praise him after the Ulster final. I was wondering whether the only man that had reservations over it. But I said, I will eat my words as far as Sean McGarvey would go, because he's given two tremendous performances, and none more so than today. When fellas' heads were down, he was going, and he got a crucial score for us, and I think he was even involved in the goal as well.
Yeah. So it's, what, 7 days to go now, Cork and All-Ireland. I suppose it's just a matter of getting back and getting work and getting those that are injured onto the treatment table.
Ah, Tom, I mean, such is our campaign. We're never going to improve fitness or improve anything. You know, if the boys' heads, and in fairness, and they're a very mature bunch of lads, and it makes it easier when you're winning. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how they can perform against Cork. That's the challenge. We're not talking about a loss, but look, as I said, Cork have been signposted for this competition before the ball was kicked. So we'll see now to see what they're made of, and, you know, whether who's playing favours, it doesn't really matter.
And any idea at this stage where that game will be?
Well, the indications are there'll be somewhere about a Dublin venue. You know, these Southerners, they like to use the trains, but we haven't that option. But, you know, we're happy to be in it, and we'll see what happens.